Shalom to all. Today's daf is Yerushalmi Shabbos, daf Tzadi Vav, and we're starting right at the top at the beginning of the Borei Nu Perek, and the Vilna source daf is on Ein Ches Amud Beis, and today's daf is sponsored Lilu Nishmas, Marsh Merim Sarah Bas Yaakov Moshe, Her Nishama should have an Aliyah. And this just says, Kol Kisvei HaKadosh Matzilin Osom B'nei Adleika, all holy scrolls. This is referring to Torah, Nevim, and Ksuvim, perhaps other ones as well. If there's a fire, Loyalenu, that broke out on Shabbos, one is allowed to save them from that fire and take them out of the house. Now, what's the Chiddush? So we know that when it comes to saving food, the maximum a person is allowed to do is save the amount that he needs for three meals. And that's also only to a place that has an Eruv. Let's say he has to remove it from one chatzar to another. If there's no Eruv in between the chatzaris, he's not allowed to do so. The Chiddush over here with Kisvei HaKodesh is that even though it's not food, he's allowed to save them. And even if he's moving it to a different chatzar that doesn't have an Eruv, he's still allowed to do so. And there's Bein Shekaren Behen and Bein She'ein Karen Behen, whether he's allowed to read them or not allowed to read them. And we're going to explain this referring to Ksuvim. And also, Alpha Bishak Ksuvim B'chalashayin, even if it's written in any language, it's not necessarily written in Lashon HaKodesh, still he's allowed to save it. And why is this? Because to Unin Geniza, it needs Geniza, since it's one of the holy Svarim. Even though it's written in a different language, it needs to be disposed of properly and needs Geniza, and therefore one would be allowed to save it on Shabbos. And now we just clarify, why is one not allowed to read them on Shabbos? Because of not going to the Beis Medrash. Back in the day, all the working people that during the week did not learn on Shabbos, they'd come to the Beis Medrash, there'd be a shir, they would learn halacha, they learn important things that they needed for their whole life during the week. And if you're allowed to read Ksuvim, which is very geschmack, it's stories and interesting things, and then people are just going to sit on their couches reading Ksuvim and they're not going to go to the Beis Medrash. Therefore, these things are not allowed to be read on Shabbos. Now, clarify, the Gemara tells us, called Kisvei HaKadosh V'chulu, and the question is, Ma'u Bein Shekaren Behen, Bein She'ein Karen Behen? What does that mean, whether you're allowed to read them or you're not allowed to read them? So right now, the Gemara suggests, this is a Havamina, Bein She'yesh Behen to Yos, Bein She'ein Behen to Ayos. Whether they have mistakes or they don't have mistakes. If it has mistakes, you're not allowed to read it. And if it doesn't have mistakes, then you are allowed to read it. Ask the Gemara, how could that be? V'hatani, we have a brass that says, Sefer She'yesh Behen Shtayim Shalosh Ta'ayos, B'chol Daf Adaf. If a Sefer, a holy scroll, has two or three mistakes on every page, no problem. Metakne V'karabai, you could fix it and read from it. Arba Eino Karabai, but if it has four mistakes on every page, you're not allowed to read from it, and needs Geniza. And it's very rare for a Sefer to have four mistakes on every single page, so it can't be that that's what the Mishnah is referring to when it says you can't read from it because it has too many mistakes. Rather, from that which it says in the very Mishnah itself, why can't they be read? Because of Beit HaBeis Medrash, people aren't going to go, they're just going to sit on their couches reading all day. Hadamar, that tells us that Bein Torah L'Nevim L'Kisvei HaKodesh, it's all the same. Actually, Torah L'Nevim and Ksuvim, one is technically not allowed to read them, so it's not to run into issues of Beit HaBeis Medrash. Now we just go back to what we had mentioned regarding four mistakes, and we ask a question. Let's say we do have a Sefer that has four mistakes in it. Is it not allowed to be saved because it's something that's not allowed to be fixed up and can't be read, so maybe it's not allowed to be saved from fire on Shabbos? And the answer is, it really depends. According to Manda Amar, that such a Sefer will be metame a person's hands, there's a gzera that holy scrolls are metame a person's hands if he touches them. So according to Manda Amar, that such a thing, even though it has four mistakes in every page, is still going to be metame a person's hands, so it could be saved from a fire because still is Kedusha. Whereas the Manda Amar ain't metame a Sayyidayim, the one that holds that it's not metame a person's hands, so he's not saving it from a fire on Shabbos. However, saving the ask from the following, there's a mission that tells us, Hari Ivri Shekasvu Targum, something in the Torah or Nevim or Ksuvim that's supposed to be written in Ivri, it's supposed to be written in Lashon HaKodesh, but it was written in Targum and in Aramaic, Hari Ein Matami Sayyidayim, it's not Matami Yadayim. However, Matsilon or Sayyidayim Adelika, it's allowed to be saved from a fire. Even if it's not Matami Yadayim, you could still save it from a fire. And how do we know this? Matanin, from which it says in the Mishnah, Afal Bishiksum Chalashayin, even though it's written in any language to Unin Geniza, it still needs Geniza. Hadam that tells us, Shematsilon or it's a lie to be saved from a fire. Now, we further clarify, Masnisa, Reb Shimon, our Mishnah is really Reb Shimon. Reb Shimon, Omer, Reb Shimon says, Ein Dor Mishum Shvos, Tzadiv Avon Beis on the top, Sha'ayim B'Fnei Kisvei HaKodesh, that there's no Isser Drabanon, that Oymed B'Fnei Kisvei HaKodesh, meaning that's going to prevent us from doing something with holy scrolls. What's this referring to? So, there's a Gemara in Erevin that discussed the case of a fellow on a roof holding a scroll. Half of it falls out of his hand, completely unrolls all the way down to within 10 Tfachim of the Shus Rabim, and the question is he allowed to roll it back towards himself? And now, really, this is just a Shvos. It's an Isser Drabanon. They were afraid maybe it's going to completely fall out of his hands and then he's going to end up taking it from Rosh Hashanah to Rosh Hashanah. Now Reb Shimon allows him to roll back to himself because Ein Shvos when dealing with Kisvei HaKodesh, whereas the Chum do not. And so now we're explaining that our Mishnah, which allows saving Kisvei HaKodesh on Shabbos from a fire and bring it even to a Chatzar that doesn't have a proper Eruv, that's just an Isser Shvos. And again, since we're dealing with Kisvei HaKodesh, Ein Shvos Oyun B'fnei Kisvei HaKodesh, that's Shitas Reb Shimon. However, the Gemara explains that actually our Mishnah could be the Rabbanon because Ma'apligin, what's a whole Machlokes Reb Shimon the Rabbanon over there? Taman over there, it's a Bnei Bizyonon. They're arguing regarding the Bizyon, the degradation of the Kisvei HaKodesh. What are we supposed to do about it? So Reb Shimon says, we don't want it to be like this Bizyon the whole Shabbos that it's completely unrolled and therefore he could roll it back to himself. Whereas Achamim say, we have a different way to save the situation. Flip it over so that the Ksav is facing the building and that way it's not staying Bizyon. Bram Hacha over here in our Mishnah, Kol HaMamoydai, everyone agrees that we you could save it from the fire because it's in danger of being burned. Now we go to the next part of Mishnah that told us that even if they're written in any language, they could be saved. So the question is, Lamina Tzurcha, who's this a chiddush in? The answer is Rav Shimon Gamliel. Is the Afka chiddush shitus Rav Shimon Gamliel? The Afagav Rav Shimon Gamliel Amar. Even though he says Af is far mlei tur shechdu el Yavanis, that with holy scrolls, the only other language you're allowed to be written in, besides for Lashon HaKodesh, is Yavanis, is Greek, and they're not allowed to be written in other languages. Mighty Uachi does agree over here, Shematzina Sempanei Adleika, that even if it was written in a different language other than Greek and Lashon HaKodesh, it's allowed to be saved from a fire. And that's who the chiddush of the Mishnah is for. Now, Maaser Rav Gamliel is a story with Rav Gamliel. Shai Oimed al Binyan Baharbayas, he was standing on Binyan in Harabayas, Veviu Lai Sefer Eoiv, Kasuv Targum, and they brought him a Sefer Eoiv that was written in Aramaic, Va'amr Labanai, and he told one of the builders there, V'gonzu Tachza Nidbach, and they put him to Geniza underneath the row of bricks because he holds it's not allowed to be written in this language. Now, continuing to discuss this whole idea of not reading Kisvei HaKadosh on Shabbos, Afal Pisha Amru Ein Karim Kisvei HaKadosh El Min HaMincha Ulamala, even though they said no reading Kisvei HaKadosh except from Mincha and onwards, that's because all the Shiurim are finished by Mincha time, and so therefore there's no Betel Beis Medrash. Aval, however, Shainim and Darshan Bahen, one can learn in Darshan from them, meaning even before Mincha, if a person opens up Kisvei HaKadosh and is actually going to learn properly from them, he's not just going to read them as like a Geshmak story, so then it's no problem, of course he's allowed to learn from it. Similarly, Tzarch Dover, if he needs something, he needs to look up something, he has to open up a Chomesh, Navir, Ksuvim, to source a Pasuk, so Natal Abaydek, he could take it and check it. Dalma, this is the Yerushalmi's way of saying, there was a story, Hahu Ovda, the Rebbe, Rav Chiya Rabba, Rebbe Shmuel, Rebbe Yaisa, Hayu Yashvin, they were sitting, Upaishim Megillas Kinnis, Erev Tishabav, Shechal Lias Beshabbos, Min HaMincha Ulamala, they were sitting and they had opened up a Megillas Kinnis, which is basically Megillas Eicha, it was Erev Tishabav, which fell out on Shabbos, which means that Tishabav was Matzah Shabbos, and they had started learning this from Mincha and onwards, Vishayruba Aleph Beis Echad, and they left over one Aleph Beis. We know that four out of the five Prakim of Eicha are written in the order of the Aleph Beis, and so this is the Gemara's way of saying that they left over one Perek. They learned only four out of the five Prakim, and Amr, they said, Lamachar, tomorrow, on Ubayim Vagarim Maisa, we're going to come and we're going to complete it. Now, Im Kshirebi Niftel Beisai, when Rebbe went back to his house, Nichshal Batzbai, he smashed his finger, he heard it, Vakar Al Gamre, he said the following pasuk about himself, Rabbi Machavim LaRasha, there are many pains to a Rasha. He felt like it was because of his Averis that he hurt his finger. However, Amr Le Rav Chiya told him, it's because of our sins that this happened to you. Because the pasuk in Eicha happens to say, Ruach HaPeinu Mashiach Hashem Nilkad B'Shchisoisam. Literally, this means the breath of our nose, the anointed one of Hashem, was caught in their corruptions. Nilkad B'Shchisoisam was caught in their corruptions. And he's basically saying that you're the Mashiach Hashem, you're the anointed one, you're the leader, and you were caught in their corruptions. It's not your fault, it's just because of everyone's errors. That's why you're getting punished. And Amar Rishmael Rabbi Yossi told him, Ilu Loi Hayinu Oiskim Be'inyan, even if we weren't in the middle of learning this, we weren't in the middle of Eicha, Kach Hayolanu Loimar, this is what we would have said, that you're getting punished for other people's errors. Alachas Kam Vakamo Shayinu Oiskim Be'inyan, all the more so that we were in the middle of learning it, and actually, this is the pasuk that we ended off with, so for sure we could see that you were punished, not because of your errors, but because of everyone's errors. Now what happened? Va'al Ebeisa, he went to his house, V'nasan Alei Sfoig Yavesh, he placed a dry sponge on it, V'kashar Alei Agamim V'chutz, and he tied like a string or a reed on it from the outside, and Omer Bishmo Rebeisa, he said, Mimenu Lamanu Shlesh Dvarim, we can learn three things from here. Number one, Sfoig Ein Mrape El Mishamer, this sponge that he put on doesn't heal, it just protects it from getting harmed, and that's why he's allowed to do it on Shabbos, because as we learned previously, Rufu is Aser. Furthermore, Gemi Shuman Amuchan, this Gemi, this string, is conserving Amuchan, it's not Muktzah, and also, V'ein Karmi Kisvei HaKodesh, El Min HaMincha Ulamala, one is only allowed to read from Kisvei HaKodesh from Mincha onwards, because that's when they were reading it. If they were allowed to read it earlier, they would have done so they could finish the Megillah beforehand, but they didn't have enough time, it must be because they're only allowed to read from Mincha Ulamala. But now we ask on this far of our Mishnah, we had said the reason why is because Betel Beis Medrash. So Me'ata, from now, B'makam She'esh Beis Medrash Al Yikru, B'makam She'ein Beis Medrash Yikru. If there's a Beis Medrash in the town and there's going to be a shir there, so fine, don't read from Kisvei HaKodesh. But if there's no Beis Medrash, there's not going to be a shir, we should be allowed to read from Kisvei HaKodesh. And Sadly Mark has a totally different reason. Lazacha El Kadat Tani Rav Nechemia, we only have the reason that Rav Nechemia taught. The Tani Rav Nechemia taught, Mipnei Ma Ein Karim Kisvei HaKodesh El Min HaMincha Olamala. Why is one not allowed to read from Kisvei HaKodesh on Shabbos, except from Mincha and onwards, Mipnei Shtari Had Yaitais, because of like regular shtaris, regular documents that a person has. Shema Omer Atulai Shu Mutter, if you're going to tell him that it's Mutter to read from Kisvei HaKodesh, Afu Omer Mabakash and Sachlet Bishtaroisai, he's also going to say, okay, what's the big deal if I read from my shtaris? Because there's no difference. I'm just enjoying myself. And therefore, Mitaksha At Omer Lai Shu Aser, since you tell him that it's Aser to read from Kisvei HaKodesh, Afu Omer, he's going to tell himself, Kisvei HaKodesh Aser, if it's Aser to read from Kisvei HaKodesh, Shtarad Yetis HaKol Shekain, isn't it for sure Aser to read from regular shtaris? And then he'll prevent himself from doing that on Shabbos. And the reason why you're not allowed to read Shtarad Yetis is because of Mimtai Chefsacha, you're only allowed to do Shabbistic things, and this is not Shabbistic. Now, the Gemara learned something else out of this Gezerah. Hadah Amra Shamishna Kedemus LaMikra. This tells us that it's more important to learn Mishnah than Mikra, because we said very clearly that you're not allowed to read Mikra because we want a person to go to the Shir. So it seems that Mishnah is more important than mikra. And v'domi sayel lahid tani Rav Shimon Yochai. This is a raya to what Rav Shimon Yochai taught. The tani Rav Shimon Yochai, he teaches as follows: ha'isak v'mikra mida she'ena mida. If a person involves himself just in mikra, that's a mida but not a mida. It's a mida which means it's a good thing, but it's also not the best thing because it's just written psukim and there's not much more to it. However, ha'isak mishnah mida shenatul yemen eschar. One who learns mishnah, that's a mida he gets schar from. Remember back in the day, mishnah wasn't written, and so a person really had to chazer and really had to learn well so that he remembered what the mishnah said, and there he gets a lot of schar for doing that. That's why mishnah is more important than mikra. Continuing, tzai zayin amud alf on top, ha'isak betalmid ein lecha mida gedola mizu. One who involves himself in talmud, there isn't a greater mida than this, because talmud is trying to understand what their mishnah is saying, what are the reasons behind it, what to understand the machlok is between tanaim and the like. And we conclude by saying, lo'elam have a rotz acher mishnah yosim in a talmud. A person should always run after mishnah more than talmud, which seems to be not like Rav Shimon Bar Yochai. However, we explain a Rabbi Yisrael Rabbon hadata at Amar actually shika by Rabbi Rav Mishnayos. This is only before Rabbi established all the mishnayos, so therefore it's better to do mishnah than gemara because you really have to know it clear. You got to know it by heart. Avam shika by Rabbi Rav Mishnayos. Once Rabbi set all the mishnayos, so we have them in written format. Lo'elam have a rotz acher talmud yosim in a mishnah. So a person should go after talmud more than mishnah because he has the mishnayos written down and they're clear to him. Therefore, he should get involved more in talmud, which is really basically gemara. All the discussions, the back and forth, the shakavataria, understanding steers between different tanaim and the like, and therefore it's more important to learn talmud than mishnah. We're going to stop here for the day and pick up tomorrow, continue to discuss saving things from fires. For now, everyone should have a wonderful day.